This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Tom Little. Dr. Little is the superintendent of Yancey County Schools, and he joins us on a regular basis to tell us about information going on in our school system. Welcome, Dr. Little.
Thank you, Steve. Our school system continues to be going very well. We received our reading scores recently, and we are at and above the state average on our reading in all of our grades. So we're very pleased about that. We've anxiously awaited those reading scores because this is, of course, a new test. So we're happy that we did so well on that. At our board meeting this month, we recognized our National Board Certified Teachers. We had two teachers who received National Board Certification. This gives us a total of 39 teachers who have their National Board Certification, which is outstanding for a school system to have that many teachers. I think in the Asheville paper, it said that we had three National Board Certified teachers, and that was a misprint because we do have 39. We also reported to the board that we received additional grants this month. We have about $300,000 that came in this month for grants. The major one of those was the health center that was written with the health department. So we're funding, again, the health centers at the two middle schools, which is a tremendous service that we have that we're very proud of. I did talk with the board regarding the yearbook sales and the cost. If your listeners have read WKYK, you know that there's been a lot of concern and complaints from parents regarding the cost of the yearbook at the high school. The report that we received from the high school is we're really breaking even with that yearbook. I know it costs $90, and that is quite a bit of money. It starts out being $85 at the beginning of the year, and then as the time comes closer, when we turn in late orders, it gets more expensive. So it's $90 at this time, which is about the going rate for neighboring systems. Based on our budget, the amount that we have left over after we pay the bills for the yearbook is $56.02. So obviously we're not making a profit off the yearbook. We're barely breaking even. The thing that we could do, if possible, to lower the yearbook costs would be to funnel some of the picture money sales from the high school into the yearbook. That's what some of the neighboring systems do. Avery County, for example, turns their picture sale money over to the yearbook staff, and so their yearbook cost about $65. So if we were to do that, then we could save some. The only problem is that money now goes into the school treasury, and it helps to support the various things going on in the school, so that would be a problem. Then we'd have to make up that money somewhere else. We are in the final year of the contract with this particular company, so Mrs. Bennett is planning to renegotiate and try to get a better deal, which might lower our costs some. In our current situation, we can't do a whole lot except stick with the $90. We recently had a presentation from our athletic program. The two middle schools and the high school, the athletic directors presented to the board their request for additional funding. There is a concern that our supplements are not what they should be for our coaches. When you compare us to other school systems, again, the coaches are asking that they be given a supplement that is a little higher, which might allow us to recruit additional coaches. Coaches are hard to find, because teachers who are teaching just do not have the time to stay after school, and if they do, they want to be compensated for it. We also have a problem in that the athletic budget has not been increased in many years, and of course the cost of everything is going up. Just the fact that we allocate to the high school a little over $19,000 for athletics, and then we turn around and charge them $22,000 for their gas last year. We're also looking at our budget cuts. The state has told us to project between 3 and 7% cut in next year's budget amount. This is a huge concern for us because the minimum that they're asking is that we'll be cut 3%, and in our budget, 3% is over $500,000. So that will entail some hard cuts, and when you get that much money being cut out of the budget, you start looking at people. And that's something I have given the board is our policy on reduction of force. We hope it doesn't come to that. We're hoping we get some federal money. But it is a concern. I also have appointed an alternative school committee for the elementary and middle schools. We're looking at trying to set up a class for those students. It's becoming a bit of a problem with a few students, and we really feel like we need to set up an alternative school for students in the regular ed program, and then we have a committee working to set up an alternative class for the EC, for the exceptional children's population. The final thing we've been doing is visiting the schools. The board members have been touring the buildings, and we're continuing to do that to point out needs and to point out things that are going really well. And we do have a great number of things going well in Yancey County. I'm very proud of the school system, and I'm very pleased with the work we're doing.
For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.